of Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's out of the hospital and back at work. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know.
But President Trump still getting coronavirus treatments. Fox's John Decker live in Washington.
The president in a White House-produced video saying he is feeling very good, despite a warning from his personal physician that he's not out of the woods, and also playing down the severity of COVID-19, which has killed over 210,000 Americans.
Don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And you're going to beat it.
The president also promising his followers on Twitter that he will be back out on the campaign trail soon and blasting polls that show him trailing Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Dave?
John Biden said in an NBC News town hall forum,
masks matter. These masks, they matter. It matters. It saves lives. It prevents the spread of the disease.
And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told MSNBC the president is being dangerous.
He is acting frivolously with this virus, as he has done all along.
A police officer in Texas under arrest charged with murder. Fox's Jeff Manasso is on the case live.
Dave, a police officer in Wolf City, Texas, northeast of Dallas, is charged with murder following a call Saturday of a fight in progress in which the Texas Rangers say Jonathan Price resisted arrest and walked away as he was tased by Officer Sean Lucas and then shot. The preliminary investigation indicated the actions of Officer Lucas were not objectionably reasonable. He's been held in the Hunt County Jail on $1 million bond. Dave.
Jeff, there's another hurricane. Delta could grow stronger into a Category 4 and hit Louisiana Friday into Saturday, possibly. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
It's quiet at the U.S. Capitol. The Senate won't hold any big votes for at least a week and a half. But Republicans are still moving forward with the hearings next week to consider Trump Supreme Court pick Amy Coney Barrett. Democrats, who objected to her pre-election nomination, have been calling for a delay.
A confirmation hearing for Judge Amy Coney Barrett begins next week, even with the full Senate sidelined after three senators tested positive for the coronavirus last week. Two of those senators, Utah's Mike Lee and North Carolina's Tom Tillis, sit on the Judiciary Committee. Committee staff are working with the attending physician and Capitol Police to work on sanitary stations and strict limits on who will be allowed in the hearing room. The hearing will be in a large Senate office building meeting room, and members will have the option to participate virtually. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
You just got news on the economy. The U.S. trade deficit got 6% larger in August to $67 billion. That's the biggest in 14 years. But on Wall Street, Dow futures are up more than 100 points. In the baseball playoffs, Houston beat Oakland. The New York Yankees topped Tampa Bay in series openers. They'll play again today, and the two National League series will start. There was also a football doubleheader.
The reigning Super Bowl champs go to 4-0 on the season thanks to four turnovers. Courtesy of CBS, the tip ball off Julian Edelman lands in Tyrann Mathieu's hands as he returns the interception for the touchdown. The Kansas City Chiefs defense getting the better of the New England Patriots backup QBs and Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer for the 26-10 win. The Green Bay Packers also going to 4-0 on Monday. Aaron Rodgers with four touchdown passes, three of them to tight end Robert Tonyan as the Pack top the Atlanta Falcons 30-16. The Falcons drop to 0-4. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The Houston Texans are also still winless. They fired head coach Bill O'Brien. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we're looking pretty good with a high 75. Abundant sunshine is how it's described here. And winds up to 20 miles per hour. Clear into the evening with a low 55. Even better yet, Wednesday with a high 81 down to 50. 78 the high Thursday, 82 on Friday, and 80 on Saturday into the weekend. So good stuff ahead as we enjoy fall. Temperatures currently at 53. On ESPN 93.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Fox News Television, one of their fine talents, Griff Jenkins, originally from Memphis, Tennessee, the man who could make rendezvous ribs in his own kitchen if he felt like it. Pleasure having you back. Griff, how are you?
I'm freezing. I've been up all night out here in Salt Lake City. Stevie J, it's great to talk to you. And, you know, we got to hope that Mark Cohn, the talented superstar, singer-songwriter, the musician that he is, doesn't find out that you play that when I come on, because he's going to be like, I'm not going to allow that deadbeat reporter to use my great theme song.
No, I can see you at your presidential rallies now with Mark Cohn singing Walking in Memphis.
There
and there you go, Griff Jenkins running for president of the United States. All right, you're in Salt Lake City. And by the way, you didn't start yesterday. You've been out there for a while as a reporter. Does the sleep pattern ever suffer, or as a surfer guy, you're just flexible?
Well, that's a great question, and one that many have asked my wife of 22 years if I ever actually sleep. I think, really, you have to be wired a certain way to want to do it. And in this case, while, of course, mountain time in Salt Lake is 2 hours earlier than my East Coast, so my 4 a.m. lifestyle was at 2 a.m. out here. I've been up all night. I've been up since 11 o'clock last night. It's the adrenaline, man. The adrenaline of being in the cycle, being on stories like this that really keeps you going, and I'm sure I'll be exhausted come, like, Thursday. But we've never had one like this. While the president was going back to the White House, you've had Senator Kamala Harris out here in Salt Lake since last Friday. A clear indication she wants to absolutely crush Vice President Pence. And we, of course, saw her perform very well in the primary debates. But yet Pence, we know, just got out here yesterday, and he says, hey, man, it's on. His word's not mine. He's ready and says the stakes are high. So, you know, you just get in these stories with such unprecedented moments that, you know, the debate, so the candidates, for our listeners that may not have heard yet, will be separated by plexiglass, an even new COVID precaution, and they'll be seated a little more than 12 feet apart. It's moderated by USA Today's Susan Page, and it's going to be interesting. You know, it's just such unprecedented times. You have no idea what's going to come up, but we do expect both Pence and Harris to perhaps be on a little bit better behavior and do a little less talking over one another and interrupting each other and, of course, slinging those insults that we saw last week in Cleveland.
Griff, are they sitting or standing?
I believe they're going to be seated. They're you know, the Commission on Presidential Debates really goes through and fine-tunes, you know, each part of it. That's why we expect, although it's unclear at this point, how many might be in the audience, but it'll be a limited audience of sorts. But everyone inside is screened. Everyone has been tested. And how they'll do the final rollout, we have to wait and find out.
Somebody just texted in, Griff from Fox is great. Way to go, Griff Jenkins. We appreciate that. Thank you, Bruce, for that text. All right, so
thank you, Bruce.
We've got this dynamic. So now can we say, I'm sorry, could you repeat it? I can't hear you through the plexiglass.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know how plexiglass will change it. You know, the big takeaway, DBJ, I think, from this one that could be different than what we saw in Cleveland last week is, of course, the candidates not wanting to interrupt each other so much. But Susan Page has a unique job. She's got 90 minutes, like last week, but she's going to break it, we're told, down into 9 10-minute segments. Now, that intended to really give the voters a quick but deep dive on multiple policy positions, something we didn't get at all last week. We have to get this week. So if the takeaway, and you and I are talking on Thursday morning about, you know, wow, interesting position on Social Security. Wow, that was an interesting new, you know, position on the Green New Deal. It will be very different than what we got last week.
I just wonder how Mike Pence can illuminate just how far left Kamala Harris is. Well, she'll try and look like she's a normal centrist, I would assume.
Well, the Trump campaign has continuously made the point or the case that Senator Kamala Harris is voting record, her short Senate voting record, because remember, she hasn't been there that long, is one of the most liberal of Democrats in the Senate. And so I think Mike Pence will be schooled up on which votes particularly point her in that progressive left direction. But, you know, as is certainly we saw in the primary season in the debates with Senator Harris, when others tried to do that, she was ready with an answer. And, you know, I think you'll certainly see Vice President Pence try and go after the law and order issue. Yeah. But as the former California Attorney General, we expect Senator Harris will have an answer. What that is, we have to wait and see.
Well, it'll be interesting. Anybody going to be in the crowd?
What's that?
Anybody in the crowd tomorrow night? Is it going to be empty?
So we think there will be a limited crowd. The Commission on Presidential Debates has not yet announced what size it will be. Last week, what we saw was a mixture of invited or ticketed guests, along with media, security, and health staff. We expect the Commission will do something similar, but it's really a number of guests dependent on what they believe will be the safest precautions taken. So we'll find out soon enough. I think there will be some limited audience, but unclear exactly just how large.
Okay, Griff, finally, when Fox gives you your assignment, tell me the process. You go to the private aircraft, your jet, and take it to Salt Lake, and that's how...
Yeah, that's right. They give me at least 3 days' notice, and they fuel the Griff Jenkins Fox News jet to be standing at my whim. Are you kidding me, man? Listen, when I got the little behind the scenes here for you, when President Trump tweeted at 12:54 a.m. on Friday morning that he had tested positive for the coronavirus, I looked at my phone. I got a phone call from my overnight bosses at 1:08. In the morning, said, hi, good morning, get up, get in the shower, and get in here now.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah. This is like you're like a medic, man. You're like the firefighter. You go down the pole when they get the call. You're the man, Griff. You are. And what is amazing, he's in Utah, my friends, but still trying to find a beach.
If everybody had an...
He's a surfer.
That's right. If I can find a wave out here, I'll find it.
You found one wherever you were, Delaware, that weekend you were going to surf. Did you find surf there?
I did, and hopefully we'll get back there at some point, but I got a feeling it's going to be well after this election.
Why can't they debate in Hawaii, man? Why can't they debate in Hawaii? It's a big...
Great idea. I'm going to offer it up.
Hey, Griff, I appreciate you, buddy. Keep up your good work. Everybody loves you.
Thanks, DJ.
Griff Jenkins, surfer, Memphis native, Fox News television reporter.
And surfboard will travel.
He's even sent us
a picture of that in the back of his SUV.
This man's 52. He's not that young, dude.
I know.
And I think he can get after that board now.
That's the way to do it. Just keep moving.
Ooh, I guess so. If you're looking to change out appliances, why not go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World? They can make things easy and do everything online at appliance-world.com. Sign up for exclusive offers. Get the latest local deals, chat with an associate online, shop their showroom from your phone, and more. Family-owned and operated since 1977, over 40 years of appliance experience. All they do is appliances. They do it better than anybody else. Dick Van Dyke, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur, they offer discount pricing on quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. I know they have a big freezer sale going on now.
Mm-hmm.
You want to buy a side of beef, you can put it in your freezer.
I'm telling you, it's a good way to go.
Not only low prices, but the best selection of appliances in all of Central Illinois. They specialize in appliance service, delivery, installation, repair. You can't beat their free 10-year protection plan.
Wow! There you go, Tony. He always comments on Facebook when I hit my wow.
Hit the right pitch.
Uh-huh.
Champaign, just south of I-74. And Neil, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. All right, we are at 8:15. That means time for a quick check of our sports headlines this morning, Diane Ducey.
I can take care of you. NFL action is trending, of course. Patrick Mahomes with 236 yards yesterday. Kansas City Chiefs are 4-0 as they had the early game yesterday, 26-10 over the Patriots, who are 2-2 without Cam Newton, who is COVID-19 positive. Brian Hoyer got the tap for most of the game. And, of course, another trending story is Bill O'Brien, the coach GM for the Houston Texans, who started out their season at 0-4, hadn't done that since 2008 after losing to the Minnesota Vikings.
Part of the problem there?
Yeah.
They spent like $255 million on that roster, and that's the most in the NFL.
Ooh.
And they gave up draft picks, like first and second rounders for the next year or two. And their own four. That's not going to work so well.
Something's up in Houston there with that team.
And they dumped their number one wide receiver, one of the best receivers in football, they got rid of right before the season started, and that's just not worked.
So thanks for the extra innings on that story there. We had Green Bay over Atlanta, 30-16. Aaron Rodgers still yet to throw an interception.
He just looks so in control.
Yeah, that's right. Roger Goodell issued a memo yesterday also saying compliance is mandatory when it comes to the mask. You know, we've heard about all the fines that some of the coaches were getting yesterday. All the pitchers that I saw, I didn't see many masks. And when they're calling out the plays, they want to be audible for their QB. Yeah, I don't get it.
Muffled. They can't.
Whatever.
They're talking about forfeiting, right? Talking about teams having to forfeit if they violate all the protocol stuff.
I see.
So they're definitely trying to crack down. They don't think Tennessee was following everything.
I see.
They had 18 positives on their team and staff. So
yeah. Okay, American League, we had Carlos Correa homering twice for the Houston Astros over the Oakland A's 10-5 yesterday. It's a 3:37 start for them to continue on the American League side, and the Yankees are up by a game with their 9-3 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. It's a 7:10 start for them. On the National League start up today in that series, we have Miami and Atlanta out of the gate at 1:08, and then San Diego and the LA Dodgers at 8:38.
I'm in Yellowstone in my head. I'm so far away from baseball right now because my team's got beat Friday.
Right.
So I don't.
I mean, should I skip it?
No.
Excitement?
Just a bad sport.
Okay.
When my team doesn't play in the NCAA basketball tournament, I don't fill out brackets.
Right.
I'm just a baby. I'm a bad sport.
Well, speaking of basketball, LA is up 2-1, and that series continues tonight in the round to find out our champions. And LA and Miami will be going at it this evening. Myers Leonard is on the Heat, so that's why I've been rooting for them. And former Illini, he scored some last week, too. Oh, I can't think of his name.
Myers Leonard and
you're there, too.
No, I got this. It's
And then he went to Oakland.
Lefty. I had it a second ago until you forgot.
Dang it.
Anyway, somebody will text that
whatever.
In. All right, 8:19, if you'd like to chime in this morning, you're welcome on Facebook Live. A lot of you there. Just message us there or text it in, 359-2255 is the...
Kendrick Dunn?
Kendrick Dunn.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Smart people.
Uh-huh.
We're aging and
forgetful. I got the Google on my machine here.
Sometimes Darlene doesn't remember everything. So
I wanted to make a quick comment about our Tolono Fun Day golf cart raffle. We had so much fun handing it over yesterday to Mike Golish, who used to be on the...
I thought Lon Tay won that.
No, he paid his ticket, though, thankfully, even though he didn't
win. Why didn't Lon win? I thought he said he was going
to
win.
That's the danger to say.
I thought you winked at him and said you're going to win.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I missed that.
We've got a temperature of 54 now, up to 75, down to 55 with clear conditions. Winds up to 20 miles per hour, up to 81 tomorrow, down to 49. Sunshine again Thursday, high 78, low 51. And looking good Friday into the weekend as we teeter around 80. Again, 54 on ESPN 93.5.
I loved what the president said about not living in fear and not... Imagine if Franklin Roosevelt, after the Pearl Harbor bombing, would have said, guys, get in your bunker. This could be bad. Oh my gosh. you've got to say, you know what, we're not doing that. We're going to be careful. We're going to move forward. We're going to figure this out together. What, I mean, isn't that the way to do it? Versus, you know what it is.
Right.
820.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Americans were buying more things from other countries in late summer. The government is reporting the U.S. trade deficit widened in August to $67.1 billion. The increase is larger than expected. Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaks to a group of economists today and is addressing the economy. Mercedes-Benz is cutting costs by more than 20% over the next 5 years. It wants to reposition Mercedes as a major luxury brand. Parent company Daimler says it'll be shifting toward electric-powered cars. It wants to invest in developing electric motors and car software and wants to improve the range of electric cars and their efficiency. BlackBerry, now a security company, says it has developed a new system to protect mobile devices and workers doing their jobs remotely. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda. Invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and make it Hammer Time with Bill Hemmer.
Steve Cortez, senior advisor, Trump campaign.
I believe that there is a reluctance of people to say they're going to vote for Donald Trump because of the unfortunate cancel culture that's so pervasive in our society. There can be sanctions against people, social work sanctions, otherwise. I don't want to rely on this, but I think it's reasonable to posit that there is a certain Trump reluctant voter out there.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Flooring Surfaces is a local business that's open to serve the construction and housing industry. Over 1 million square feet of flooring options are in stock in Champaign, along with professional tools, adhesives, setting materials, and underlayments you need to build waterproof showers, tile kitchen backsplashes, and renovate entire floors of your home. Over 20 years of operation has made Flooring Surfaces your premier source for hardwood, carpet, laminate, porcelain tile, and everything else. Right now, we're starting the summer of savings with discounted pricing on hundreds of options. You'll find select in-stock hardwoods that are half off, double discounts on laminate floors, and tile that starts at $1.25 per square foot. So here's what to do. Call 398-1990 to arrange a showroom experience, a safe in-home consultation, or to have your order pulled and ready for pickup. We will help you find the right floor, and during the summer of savings, you'll find it for less. Don't worry, Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
At CMI, owners Brad and Betsy Parks recognize that there's never been a more important time to maintain a clean and healthy work environment than right now. And that's why Chemical Maintenance Incorporated carries the highest quality of environmentally friendly chemicals, supplies, and equipment with a wide variety of products to fit your needs. CMI's cleaning specialists are ready to serve you and your business as you try to navigate these challenging times. Allow CMI to give you a clean space and peace of mind. Stop by on West Bloomington Road in Champaign or give them a call at 359-6262.
All right, 824, the president came back to the White House last night,
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And you're going to beat it. I went, I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen. We have the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world, and it all happened very shortly, and they're all getting approved, and the vaccines are coming momentarily. Thank you very much. And Walter Reed, what a group of people. Thank you very much.
Different message than Joe Biden.
Be afraid for your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, your neighbor, your coworker. That's who you're protecting having this mask on, and it should be viewed as a patriotic duty.
So when would we ever take the mask off based on that? If you have the vaccine, it's not going to work for everybody. I mean, it's the way forward. And to do what the president says, man, we've got to figure out how to live with risk. Carefully, he said, be careful. Get out there, but be careful. And that's where it comes into your own risk assessment, which I've been a proponent of the whole time. You want to be able to decide as a smart, responsible adult what's good and what's not good for you. It's like everything else you decide with, not comfortable. Okay, don't go. Totally. And I would respect totally that, because some people truly have to be careful. Everybody else, under age 70 and healthy, you're pretty good shape. You're going to live. It might be an uncomfortable experience getting this virus. But to just think that everybody's dying and we got to protect from dying. We're not dying. From the risk assessment, and when you compare it to other things and risk in our lives, this isn't one of those, thankfully. So, you have a choice of how you live your life, and I think most would choose to try and be careful, but to live, to get out there, to take the precautions, understand what we know. Mask, 6 feet, wash hands, careful where you go, all of those things, but whatever makes you comfortable.
So we had Boyd on inside the last hour from Deseret News, and it'll be podcast at stevieJay.com. But his quote from C.S. Lewis started out, pull yourself together and then find us doing sensible things. And back then it was the atomic bomb they were talking about when C.S. Lewis wrote, we can't have the bomb may break our bodies, but it will not break our minds.
Yeah, and that's kind of where we are, because so many people have been affected so many ways. I mean, it's a mental challenge as much as a physical one.
I know inside the last 3 months of starting out our quarantine, I had read that there were 20 incidences of abuse in the household for each minute. And it's, a lot of those, unaccounted for, because people aren't getting the services they're used to by, reaching out to this, like, for instance, school resource officer, we had in the studio yesterday, and all these relationships that they're used to having in the schools, and now they don't. So it is a concern.
Feel free to chime in, 359-2255. You can text or call, 359-2255, or Facebook message us as well. We'd love to hear what you think. Learned a lot about Latania Sports here in the last week. It is a local, good, well-run, good people. We featured some of the employees over the last week, including my friend C.R. Black. And it's a good place to work, and they got a bit of a job fair coming up. And you can work there. If you want a good place to work that has some fabulous benefits, it's amazing. Stand by. Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign can help you get to a better state because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign and officially get to a better state with State Farm. Visit KurtLenshaw.com today. April Posnich, shipping lead for Latania Sports.
Real stable work. I never have to worry about, like, if we're going to get laid off. Especially now during, like, the pandemic and stuff, we worked the whole time, so I know my family's going to be taken care of.
Latania Sports is hiring. Jobs for motivated people with great benefits. October 7th and 8th at 601 Mercury Drive, just east of FedEx. Masks are required. Resumes helpful. LITANIA. LataniaSports.com.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump back at the White House, but still fighting the coronavirus, which he told Americans not to be afraid of.
Don't let it dominate you.
Meanwhile, on the campaign trail, the gloves did come off yesterday. Joe Biden has mostly refrained from criticizing the president the last few days during his illness.
Fox's Jillian Turner referring to this Biden comment during an NBC town hall.
Anybody who contracts the virus by essentially saying masks don't matter, social distancing doesn't matter, I think is responsible for what happens to them.
And parts of the Gulf Coast could be at risk with a hurricane closing in.
Delta rapidly intensified last night to a Category 2. We're expecting it, unfortunately, become a major hurricane. We think Louisiana is in the crosshairs.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, America's listening to Fox News.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we started out overcast. Now the sun's coming through. Today's high 75, 55 our low into the evening tonight. We've got a high 81 tomorrow, down to 49, and 78 with sunshine expected on Thursday. 54 now on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Latania Sports is currently hiring. They have jobs for motivated people who like to be incentivized here. Full-time metal welding. I knew how to weld. I can do a bead.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if I could do the rims like our friends over
there.
I'm
sure they'll train you.
9 paid holidays, 5 paid vic, 6 paid. What the world?
Wow.
Mary McGrew, Vice President of Human Resources, Latania Sports. How are you?
I'm great, Stevie. How are you?
I'm looking for a good canoe. I wonder where I would go for that. I don't know.
Oh, our garage.
That's there what I'm go. Talking about. Very outdoorsy. The McGrew's good. How's your family? Everybody good?
Everybody's great. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. We're pushing through the COVID and working, and everybody's been working and doing their thing.
And you guys didn't lay anybody off during this time?
We did not lay anyone off. No,
what?
We had no COVID-related. We worked through the whole thing, and we're pushing on, and we're doing all, practicing everything we can to be safe. We've 150 employees. We've only had one positive
wow,
case here.
That's well was, done.
Yeah.
Well done. Good work there.
Yeah.
Okay, so David Hodge.
Yes.
That's a good man there. I've known David for a long time, his family, outstanding guy. He's your leader.
He is our leader, yes. He's here every day.
And he sets the tone. And what would the culture be? How would you describe the culture at Latania Sports Group?
Our culture is that we have employees that will come to work and work, and we expect them to work and work without having to be babysat.
Yeah, right.
We incent people. Obviously, you get your base pay, but every single position here also has an incentive so that you can make more money. Just be keeping your keep working and doing your thing and doing the best you can.
Love nice. That. Love that. So you have a well, you work hard. You're going to get a little extra if you just do your stuff. That's awesome. Okay, so you're going to actually hire people. What do I do to apply? Because I'm looking at 9 paid holidays, 5 paid vacation days, 10, 7, 6. Pretty good deal here. Mary, I might show up with my resume and mask. What do I do?
Sure. We're actually having the job fair in our showroom, so it'll give you a great idea of what we do here, making athletic facility equipment. So it's a pretty cool environment. A lot of high-energy athletic people that work here, and you come to our showroom. It'll be marked out front of our building at 601 Mercury Drive out near where FedEx is. And just come on in, and we'll you have to wear a mask. Someone will greet you, and we'll get you started. We'll talk to you about what you're interested in, what you've done before, and we'll talk to you about the positions. We have 13 positions open in our factory right now. We're growing. Believe it or not, we're growing, which is exciting. And we have positions that we need to fill. And if you can lay bead, Stevie, you should come on out. Because we need people that can lay bead.
That'd be a rim. Isn't Sandra my rim welder? I think Sandra's
she is. Yes, Sandra yeah. is.
She could train me because Mr. Allison, his industrial arts class 1973 was the last time. But I think I could catch it on again. I think I could figure it out. It'd just been a while, but I had a pretty good bead going on.
There you go.
Of course,
go.
When my rims would break, and that looked really bad for Latania Sports Group.
Yeah, so. No. We only make the good stuff.
Yeah, that's right. So Sandra Summer, April Poshnich, C.R. Black, Alex Gakure, they were our featured employees. And, man, across the board, Mary, they were happy people. I really was impressed.
Yeah, you know, it's great to work for a privately owned company where the owner's here every day, takes a vested interest in every single employee, knows you by name.
Man.
Is working right alongside you, you know, not down in Florida telling you how to do things from the beach or whatever.
That's right. No, that's right. He's out there rolling up his sleeves as well. Okay, so it's tomorrow. Is that tomorrow? Yeah.
Yes,
One to six. And then
on Thursday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. We're trying to catch people that might have different shifts out there. So,
that's good thinking.
Yeah, and just come on by, and we'll get you set up. You can also go to our website, lataniasports.com, and there's more information there. And you can also, if you can't make it to the job fair and you just want to fill out an application, you can fill out an application there too. But we are doing on-site interviews at the job fair.
Yeah, I think you walk up and impress the socks off people there, and you have energy and you want to get after it. You're going to be great with them. Tomorrow and Thursday. Tomorrow is 1 to 6. Thursday is 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Latania Sports.
It's out by FedEx off of Mercury Drive.
That's right.
Okay, Market Street, go to Mercury, turn right, and it's right near FedEx. Latania Sports, you said .com, is that correct? L-I-T-A-N-I-A, lataniasports.com. Heck, if I can be around Mary McGrew, what a win.
And she's an ISU grad, right, Mary?
I am, yes.
Go Redbirds.
You'd be on those survival shows, living with a camera by yourself, a canoe, and the wolves around, but you'd dig an igloo. You'd be amazing out there because you're self-sufficient. You're
all family. I don't know. I'm getting older. I'm kind of liking the hotel these days.
Well, listen, thank you. It's been great getting to know Latania Sports Group. And tell David I say hello, and I hope it is a blockbuster event for you guys the next few days.
Okay, thanks, Stevie. Thanks, Dan.
That's a good place to work. David Hodge is the CEO, and he's a really, really, really good man.
There's so much good energy at Latania Sports, obviously, from hearing Mary's voice and being excited about it, and they've made it through the COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, that says a lot to stay open and have employees so happy.
Well, I know, and C.R. Black built the javelin that won gold at the Olympics. I mean, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And then they do the hurdles, and then Sandra welds the rims. Man, I'd be worried my rim would break. I don't know. Mr. Allison was a really good industrial arts teacher, but you only work with so much.
Right.
So I can't.
Aiden has recently learned how to do welding from Rich McCabe, the ag teacher at Unity. So.
Okay, so what happened to Mr. Allison?
I think he's... I mean, back in the day when you went to school, you think he's probably moved into a new chapter.
I had to pour some foundry something and made a pheasant and poured it into the mold, and I thought it was darn good.
That's great, Stevie.
I don't know if anybody else thought it was good, but I did. Okay, ESPN 93.5. I tell you what, we'll take a break. We'll come back, do some sports. Thank you to Latania Sports. They've been all over our radio in last week. Tomorrow... on Mercury, it's 1 to 6. Thursday, it's
7
a.m. to 11 to catch different people in different times. LataniaSports.com if you want to check them out. All right, 8:39.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
So when you get a call, Justin Stalter, our first responder of the month with Aero Ambulance, you don't know what you're going to.
Nope. You get the information from dispatch, who, by the way, in highlighting first responders, we need to not forget our emergency dispatchers, because none of this works without them. Great group of people, for sure. But yeah, you're waiting for tones to drop. It could be medical. It could be trauma. You just never know. The important thing is to approach every call the same way. You're not caught off guard when you do it that way.
When you get home at night, Justin, you see some things. Does it hit you that I just did XYZ, or are you able to separate all that?
You know, each person does it a little bit differently, but, you know, over the years, I have been able to kind of separate that, try to keep home a happy place, if you will. But there are times where you'll have, you know, kind of some things pop up in your head, and that's when it's important to use, you know, your peer support system and talk to those that understand the job.
First Responder of the Month, brought to you by Engelbrecht Grills and Cookers. Go to grillsandcookers.com.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Mike Kessel. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek. It's a new beginning. Call our office today at 217-352-0117. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
That's a good guy there, Mike Kessel.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good. Major Kessel.
Yes, he's had soldier experience in his background.
And you can go online, look up Mike Kessel, K-E-S-S-E-L, and there'll be an article about when he led 40 men and it was ambushed. Amazing story.
Mm. You know, you were asking off the air if we caught up, and we didn't talk about the Davis-Lonergan debate yesterday.
Oh, I saw Rodney Davis and Betsy Dirksen-Lonergan.
That's right.
They were on Channel 12 last night.
The 13th Congressional District debate.
Kind of fiery.
I thought they both had some good points. They were very respectful, unlike our presidential debate.
They kind of said, you're lying. I mean, they were going back and forth
a little, but still not interrupting so much, and so much having to do with your facial expressions.
No, I mean,
the eye rolling speaks,
Rodney was very calm. I thought the Mike Madigan, you should denounce Mike Madigan, the speaker, and ComEd, and all the money.
Right?
You've taken money from this. No, you've taken money from...
Yeah, that certainly came up.
So I think we're going to be filled
with... That race is neck and neck.
I don't know if it is. I'm not sure.
I thought it was like 47-51.
Last time. I don't know about this time.
Or what poll are you reading?
I mean, I don't think there's much polling for the 13th Congressional District, but I think last time... In 2018, the tsunami that was University of Illinois that garnered tens of thousands of student votes, and which one would say, why did they get a vote here and not in their home, where they're from? Well, there's that. And the mm-hmm. lines of people in the mm-hmm. door-to-door in the dorms with laminated cards of who to vote for.
Right. Unbelievable.
So it was a tsunami.
Right.
And I don't think that's going to happen this time because of COVID. If not for none of the reason, I don't think people are going to do door-to-door.
True.
It's just changed.
True. And you can't hand out hamburgers in the line.
And I think, well, apparently you can. I mean, I guess that's just one of those.
Oh.
You're not really supposed to incentivize anybody to vote, but, you know, what was it, Starbucks was handing out free coffee to vote or something? So anyway, I think the issue will be in Champaign County. It's still going to be Democratic simply because of the university. But I don't think it'll be a 20,000 vote win for Betsy over Rodney in this county, which it was last time, and he still won. Because every vote in Taylorville. I mean, he got everything down south. The district
which is his hometown.
Right. The district's like 300 miles. It is so weird why we can't be a little better drawing the maps, but it's all called gerrymandering.
Yes.
Where you wiggle in, you get that neighborhood, and you cede kind of that one to the Republican, you cede that to the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And every 10 years they redraw, but every 10 years the Democrats are always in charge. So there you go.
Well, take note of your ballot and research ahead of time and research each candidate and try to make great choices by November 3rd.
And I'll be voting early. I will go into the polls October 19, I think
that's
it opens.
Right.
You have 2 weeks to casually go in, put your mask on, vote in 5 minutes, and you're in.
But my daughter Anna's new to voting and had gotten plenty of things in the mail about the ballot, and if she wanted to do that sort of thing, I think she's going to step up and be a judge, she said.
Election judge.
There's a little money in that.
She'll be the youngest ever.
yeah, okay.
God bless our seniors, because they're generally the... election judges, and that will be masked up and distancing and all those important things. Here we go with your sports headlines.
All righty. Well, we had NFL action last night. Kansas City Chiefs over the New England Patriots, 26-10. Patriots are 2-2 on the season. Chiefs, as you know, 4-0 with Patrick Mahomes leading the way with 236 yards. A referee sticking to his sack, not a fumble call that got Bill Belichick all worked up. Cam Newton, of course, out with the COVID-19 positive test. Aaron Rodgers threw for 327 yards. Hasn't thrown an interception so far. Green Bay Packers over Atlanta, 32-16. Also trending is Bill O'Brien, Houston Texans. The coach GM has been fired after a loss to Minnesota's Vikings. They haven't been 0-4 since 2008. NBA action tonight. LA Lakers and Miami Heat. Lakers are up 2-1. And, of course, lots of baseball going on, too. How's that, Stevie?
Fine. Latania Sports core values. We genuinely care for our customers, dealers, and each other. We are innovative in delivering service and developing products. Quality in everything we do. Growth is a priority. Achievement. We get things done. Latania Sports is hiring tomorrow 1 to 6 on Mercury near FedEx off of Market in Champaign. Masks are required. Resumes are helpful. I think you're going to like it if you know somebody kind of looking. Full-time.
Mm-hmm.
Good bennies. Latania Sports tomorrow 1 to 6 and Thursday 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's 7:46. Check your weather next.
Illini pizza fans, great things come from Jet's Pizza. Detroit-style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough, inspired by the Motor City, topped with premium mozzarella and Mama Jet's secret sauce, then baked to the thickest, crispiest crunch. Jet's is Detroit-style pizza. Want Detroit-style proof? Get their large, perfectly paired pepperoni pizza, just $13.99. Online code PAIR. Jet's. It's pizza. Better because it has to be.
Whether you're just starting out, tired of renting, or purchasing your dream home, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's right for you. With a simplified home buying experience, Busey will be there for you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Apparently NBC had a town hall with Joe Biden. And how do we say this? They're supposed to be undecided voters.
Mm-hmm.
And the questioning, the hardest question was, how do you deal with bullies? No questions about packing the court or making Washington, D.C. a state or other things that are
healthcare, immigration, fairly controversial. Police reform.
It was an infomercial for 60 minutes. And heck yeah, I'd do it if I'm Joe Biden. But there were. It was hardly journalism. And somehow, if you were to compare, if Donald Trump were there, the questioning was somewhat different. First six questions were how bad Trump was and the handling of coronavirus. Okay, here's your weather.
Okay, high 75, 55 with clear conditions into the evening tonight. A good-looking forecast this week is we're up to 80 tomorrow, down to around 50. 78 the high, mostly sunny on Thursday. Friday, 82. Saturday, 80. 75 on Sunday. Partly cloudy conditions. Over the weekend, there is a 20% chance of showers, but really, sunshine and looking good. All my friends harvesting. Good luck with all of that.
Yeah.
We're currently at 55 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah. One question I heard a reporter ask, I don't know, a month or so ago. How do you handle your schedule?
For Biden?
Yeah. Are you kidding
it's
me?
It's real easy. I just kind of stay at home.
Should have been the answer.
Okay, back to rap in a moment.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Rural hospitals are vital to Illinois families and our economy. But Betsy Londrigan supports a government takeover of our healthcare system that could force over half of America's rural hospitals to close down. Here in Illinois, we could lose 39 rural hospitals. Betsy Londrigan's liberal healthcare plan would destroy jobs and jeopardize our care, hurting families with pre-existing conditions the most. A Madigan Machine politician, liberal Betsy Londrigan would make Washington worse. Congressman Rodney Davis is on our side. Rodney is taking on the big insurance companies and drug companies to protect families with pre-existing conditions and to lower prescription drug prices. And Rodney secured funding for PPE for our healthcare heroes and voted to make coronavirus testing free for every Illinois family. Congressman Rodney Davis fights for us.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Yeah, I mean, somebody wants an analysis of Rodney Davis and Betsy Lonergan. I guess it's...
I think the paper has word for word.
From today. The whole thing? To read the whole thing? Yeah. Okay, all right.
In case you want to pick up the paper today.
You know, the difference, the divide is so wide right now. It is so left and right.
Mm-hmm.
It just, there's so much as far as the issues. I have a printout of the Democratic and Republican platforms. And again, the fact that... she's a Democrat and he's a Republican. They're probably going to follow a lot of those platforms. I'm going to get that in there and maybe feature a little bit of them because it's from each platform, mm-hmm. So I'm not making it up.
Right.
But there's just a wide, 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 wide road. One goes this way, one goes that way. And it's a huge philosophical difference right now between the mainstream parties. I believe the Democrats are being dragged so far left by the progressives, which I believe is a different party. I'm not going to lump my Democratic friends into the progressives. They're just being, I think they're being hijacked. I really do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just, you know, the Democrats I know are not advocating for no borders, no prisons, and no police. That's leftist, Marxist, anarchist stuff that nobody's for. No matter what you hear, nobody's for that.
Right.
It's like 3%. I mean, what you hear about, I mean, oh, we're all going. No, they're not. Nobody's for that. Nobody suggests no borders, no prisons, no police, but that's what the Democratic Party has to deal with right now because they don't want to alienate a pretty good number of people on that side. But keep in mind, 330 million people, I mean, 3% is like 3 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's right.
It's a million, 2 million, it's millions of people. But in 330 million, it's a minuscule that are that radical that want to break windows and cause havoc and wreak havoc and burn down the system. It's a very minuscule number, despite what you feel.
Well, this should be interesting tomorrow with the vice presidential debate hearing Indiana Mike Pence versus San Francisco Kamala Harris.
Well, it's going to be interesting how Kamala morphs into somebody normal centrist and she's not. And yet you're going to, you know, she's going to create that, I was that little girl. Vice President Biden, that she did about busing, that she hit most memorable that she had on the presidential campaign was when she pointed how Joe Biden supported busing and a little girl got on that bus and I was that little girl. That was her most poignant moment of the year.
Okay.
Maybe the last 2 years.
Well, and we could look at both of their records in voting when they're in office.
Well,
so.
And he's been governor, and he's different than Donald Trump. It's like night and day in demeanor.
Right.
He's not going to be bombastic or anything in your face. He's not like that. I thought that, you know, for Donald Trump to do a 20% Mike Pence infusion would help him, you know, back off just a smidge. But yeah, we'll get Ed Martin and Brother Johnny on tomorrow about that. All right, thank you.
All right, enjoy the day.
Thank you, everybody, for enjoying your 2 hours of morning therapy, because that's kind of what it is. It's a venting kind of thing where you type, text, and comment.
And you can re-listen to parts of the show at steviejay.com.
Appreciate you very much. All right, Diane, talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. We appreciate you very much. We'll be meeting tomorrow morning for our session between 7 and 9. See you then. Have a great Tuesday.
Tatman's Towing, the most trusted towing and roadside service in downstate Illinois, is looking for a few outstanding people. You need a desire to provide customers quality service with integrity and honesty, a commitment to maintain a more than 45-year tradition of excellence, a clean driving record, and love to solve problems and work outdoors. If you want to join the Tatman's team, apply in person in Urbana at 810 East Perkins Road or online at tatmanstowing.com. Tatmanstowing.com. Tatman's
Towing. Still have some back-to-school shopping to do this year? Well, look no further than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. They have something for everyone on your shopping list, from toddlers to adults. New styles are arriving daily with hot new items from brands like Nike, Champion, and more. There's no better place to get geared up to show your love for the University of Illinois than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Visit them on the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. You've heard their name, but who are they? Area-wide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Area-wide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
They might be creepy, quirky, or even cute, but this Halloween season, the scarecrows are coming. Be part of the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce Foundation's first ever scarecrow hunt. Create your best scarecrow and display it outside your business. The Chamber will encourage everyone to visit your location, see your scarecrow, and vote for their favorites. There's even a grand prize for the scarecrow with the most votes. The $75 entry fee benefits the I Read, I Count program in both Champaign and Urbana schools. Register now at champaigncounty.org.
At Matex Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical, we salute our local veterans. This fall, we are inviting you to feel the difference and make a difference. Now through Veterans Day, November 11th, you can take a $25 discount on your service costs or forego the discount, and Matex will use your $25 to cover your furnace repairs for local veterans in need. Know a veteran in need of assistance? Nominate them for a new furnace by visiting matexservice.com/veterans. Call, text, or schedule online today. Matex, feel the difference.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
This message brought to you by PDR Automotive. Fall is here in Champaign-Urbana, and October is an important month. It's not only Car Care Month, it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So ladies, please schedule your screening today. And to schedule your car care winter inspection, that can be done at PDRAuto.com or by calling 367-9481. That's PDRAuto.com or at 367-9481. Remember, they're what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR, keeping you safe out on the roads this winter.
When you enroll in Army ROTC, you'll get leadership training that's valuable for any career, and you can get help paying for college.
Army ROTC enhances your college experience and helps you start strong.
Visit goarmy.com/ROTC for more information.
To find out more, visit your campus Army ROTC representative or call 217-265-6857.
Start strong with Army ROTC.
paid for by the United States Army.
Michelle, before you guys leave, your dad, Jim, Ace Davis, was a friend of mine who served this community as a police officer, detective. He was the best. Are you in it because he kind of was in it? I mean, is that kind of how it got started?
I don't know. It's kind of one of those things where if you look at it, if I could tell you 12 years ago I'd be doing what I'm doing right now, no, okay. I wouldn't. But a lot of the morals and values that I learned, the stories that I learned from him, it kind of gives me who I am today. Yeah. And that's the biggest thing. You know, when I chose to do what I'm doing, I chose to come home and to work in my hometown where I was born and raised and to work honestly with the youth. I'm doing my dream job right now. This is why I came into policing. I have some pretty big shoes to fill when it comes to him, but I think I'm doing a pretty good job.
You're doing outstanding. He'd be so proud of you. Passed away years ago, cancer or something. It was fantastic. Jim Davis, Ace Davis, so many of us knew and respected the heck out of him. And Michelle, you're a lovely little girl and a beautiful woman, and congratulations on all you're doing.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN.